on Sports Card Investor, I bring you our top five cards of the week, and we talk a little football, baseball, basketball, and even some soccer. We got a little something for everyone this week. Stay tuned.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Hey, sports card investors, I'm Amber Wilson. I'm filling in on this show for Jeff this week. Normally, I host a show on Thursdays called The Forecast. Check it out. But today, I'm bringing you our top five cards of the week. And we got a little something for everyone because we're going to talk about nearly every sport out there through the course of these five cards that I'm going to give to you. But before I get started, I want to tell you about something that we're really excited about here at Sports Card Investor. We are really excited to announce that we have just introduced a new version of Market Movers. It's called Market Movers Lite, and that's going to give you guys access to all of our card price charts, including all the charts that you're going to see on today's episode. It's only half the price of Market Movers Pro. Guys, half the price. Go to our brand new website to learn more. We just launched this website, so please go check it out, marketmoversapp.com. There you'll find all the information you need, and you can subscribe right there. I don't want you to miss out on the opportunity. Half the price, guys, of Market Movers Pro. So let's jump right into things with our top five cards. And I'm going to start with the NFL with our fifth card, Kareem Hunt. Now, Kareem Hunt is right now the starting running back for the Cleveland Browns. That happened after Nick Chubb went down with that knee injury last week. He's on the IR. They're expecting at least 6 weeks until he's able to return. So for now, Kareem Hunt is the starting running back of the Cleveland Browns. In 2017, Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing. He had over 1,300 yards that season with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then Hunt was released the next season by the Chiefs after he had a physical altercation with a woman in a hotel. That altercation ends up being a very pivotal point in Hunt's career and almost ends his career because of his own stupidity, frankly. He's done some things since to try to redeem himself and redeem his career. In 2019, the Cleveland Browns gave him a second chance by signing him. So far in 2020, Hunt has capitalized on that second chance. He has 6 total touchdowns. He's been performing consistently well week in and week out. Let's take a look at his 2017 Prizm Silver PSA 10. Over the last 90 days, you'll see on this chart, that card is up 153% in value. So Hunt getting some starting time here. I would imagine if he continues to capitalize on that starting time, continues to help his card value as well. Kareem Hunt making a bounce back in his career and in the card market. Let's talk a little soccer. Giovanni Reyna. He is a 17-year-old. He's a teenager. 17-year-old American soccer player. And right now, he's playing overseas in Bundesliga for Borussia Dortmund. His father played in the MLS, also the Premier League, also on the U.S. men's national team. His mother, she played on the U.S. women's national team. So pretty solid genes here for Reyna. Reyna has been making a lot of noise in the hobby, particularly because he's an American who is experiencing a great deal of success over in Europe at such a young age. Back in February, he became the youngest American ever to play in a Bundesliga match at 17 years old in 66 days. Earlier this month, on October 3rd, he had the match of his career. He assisted on 3 goals. He became the youngest American to earn a hat trick of assists in the German league. He's following in the footsteps, of course, of American icon Christian Pulisic. And many hope that Reyna can become the next American international soccer player rising to international fame. Over the last 90 days, we're going to take a look at his 2019 Topps Chrome Bundesliga Refractor Raw. It is up 273% in value. This teenager is making waves, not just in soccer or football, depending where you are, but also in the card market. turning our attention here to baseball. I'm telling you, I got a little something for everybody on today's show. Clayton Kershaw. The narrative behind the Dodgers pitcher has long been that he lights it up in the regular season, not so much in the postseason, right? That's what we all know about Clayton Kershaw. His career stats show that he averages 2.75 ERA in the regular season and a 4.43 ERA in the postseason. This track record is one that Kershaw desperately wants to change concerning his legacy. And of course, he feels like the clock's probably ticking on changing that. He's 32 years old at this point. Beyond the playoff troubles, though, Kershaw is widely considered the best pitcher in baseball, or one of the best pitchers in baseball throughout his entire career here. He's had a very strange career in this regard. This postseason, though, maybe Kershaw can go ahead and finally kick that narrative. He has been putting up a career best 1.93 ERA. He looks to be rolling. I don't want to jinx it, but he looks to be rolling headed into this series here with the Braves and what promises to be an electric NLCS. So let's take a look at his 2008 Topps Update Base PSA 10. Over the last 3 months, 90 days, that card is up 112% in value. If Kershaw can finally kick that postseason narrative about him, I would imagine that that's going to help his card prices significantly. Now, I want to remind you guys before I move on to our top two cards this week that if you haven't yet done so, please subscribe to the Sports Card Investor channel. It's really simple. All you have to do, you hit that bell icon. So go ahead, do it now. All right. So it is said, so it is done. I'll move on to the second card this week. And we're going back to football. But I have a little surprise for you here because I don't normally talk defense in football because defense doesn't typically rate well in the card hobby. Well, Aaron Donald is certainly changing that. Aaron Donald is the highest paid D lineman in the league, and it's for a reason. Since being drafted in 2014, he's made the Pro Bowl every season, and he's been named Defensive Player of the Year twice. This past weekend against Washington, Aaron Donald was a one-man wrecking crew. He had four sacks. He forced a fumble. As of Sunday, he's currently leading the league in sacks with 7.5 and in tackles for a loss with 9. Typically, like I mentioned, it's almost impossible for cards of defensive football players to command any kind of value. In order to demand value in the hobby, if you're on defense, you have to be really, really special. And, well, Aaron Donald happens to be just that. He's a very special player. Over the last 90 days, Donald's 2014 Topps Chrome Base PSA 10 is up 200% in value. So steady increase here over the last 90 days. Pretty incredible for a D lineman, so something to watch out for. Now, I have to finish this show off by talking about some basketball. Of course, the NBA Finals just ended. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers ripped my heart out as a Miami Heat fan, and they won the NBA title. So let's talk about LeBron. After a three-month marathon stint in the bubble, the NBA was successfully able to crown LeBron and his Lakers the 2019-2020 NBA champs. So the Lakers, they close out the finals against, by the way, a very resilient and incredible and surprising Miami Heat team that was just a little too gassed and too tired coming off the best game in NBA Finals history, which was Game 5, but I digress. The point is, LeBron earned his fourth ring and his fourth finals MVP, and he continues to add to his legacy in his 17th season, showing no signs, by the way, of slowing down anytime soon. So now we have something cool to show you guys. As of Sunday, we now have enough data in our database to look at a full year of sales for LeBron's iconic 2003 Topps Chrome PSA 10. which over the last 365 days, which is pretty cool. And this NBA season, by the way, happened to last an entire calendar year. So we're looking at the entire calendar year and the entire 2019-2020 NBA season, because what an unusual season and year it's been. His card over the last 365 days has increased a whopping 418%. A year ago, that card was selling for $2,500 a pop. Now it's selling in the $12,000 to $15,000 range. Our Market Movers database continues to collect data each and every day. And now it has reached the point where we can indeed check out the historical prices of an entire year. And speaking of all of our information that we have available to you guys, once again, I want to remind you guys that we are excited to announce that we've introduced a new version of Market Movers called Market Movers Lite. And again, that gives you guys access to all of our card prices, including all the charts that you just saw on today's episode, and is only half the price of Market Movers Pro. So don't miss out on it, guys. Go check it out at our brand new website, marketmoversapp.com. marketmoversapp.com to find out more. And of course, you can sign up directly there. It has been fun hanging out with you guys. Check me out on Thursday for the forecast. Thanks for tuning in.